Good morning, friends and listeners. I hope that you guys are having a great week. I figured I would put out a podcast today. I am just taking a little break from my job that I have been stuck at home doing for the past couple months now, and we just found out that we will now be stuck at home for another month. So, super fun over here, you know, just quarantined and trying to stay away from the COVID-19 as much as I can. I really don't leave the house unless I have to, and it's definitely just starting to get a little bit old. I'm really itching to just go out and do something. And actually, today in North Carolina, we are having retail stores open, I think starting at 5 o'clock tonight. So that's exciting. But I'm sure the malls and everything like that will just be insane. So I will not be going to any mall or store today or this weekend, probably. I hope that you guys really enjoyed my last podcast with my friend. That was just a really tough podcast, honestly, to not only talk about, but just record. There's always a lot of fear that goes into talking about some of that stuff sometimes because you don't want to ever trigger somebody or set them back or, you know, say the wrong thing. And I know that since I have never been through that, that it was just a little bit hard for me and I didn't want to upset her in any way. But I've gotten so much good feedback from the episode that the people that listened to it just felt like they really learned a lot and that they felt like it really helped them. So I'm so glad that I had my sweet friend on there and that she was able to share her story, because her story and so many others are just so important. And I think we definitely just need to remember that and definitely listen to those things. So today I figured I would definitely talk about accepting yourself. I know that some of my podcast episodes I have definitely, you know, talked about just being who you are and accepting you, but I've never really gone into detail about it and some of the steps that I've taken to accept who I am and where I'm at today in this place that I'm in currently. And I just feel like one of the most important things about healing is accepting who you are and the understanding of the healing process, and also just going through the motions and not having to, you know, feel like you need to be somebody else that you're not. And yeah, I just really want to talk about some of that stuff today. So the first thing that I have always done, and also my therapist have taught me this, is to do words of affirmation. And it sounds so silly, and I think I've talked about it before, but really every single morning, just, you know, you can say them to yourself, you can say them out loud. I prefer to say them out loud because I feel like when you speak it out loud and you say it loudly and boldly, it just stands out more. And plus your body and your mind kind of accepts it more, in my opinion. But if you're a little bit more of the quiet side and you feel uncomfortable or it's weird doing that, definitely just, you know, say it to yourself. But I always look in the mirror and I just take a deep breath and I try to point out three things that I love about myself or my personality, or it could even be like physical attributes as well. Like, I have a really pretty smile, or I'm a really nice person, or just anything that it's a positive about yourself. And when you speak that stuff out loud, you believe in that. And so it has this amazing positive mindset for you to just conquer the day, and the negativity that you'll feel or that you might hear throughout the day will have a harder time coming into your mind because you already have those attributes that you know about yourself. And let me tell you, the devil, oh, people, he likes to get into your head and tell you every single lie, because that's what it is. At the end of the day, it is a lie, and just beat you down. And I know that I have to push him out all the time. I mean, I know that I can be so vulnerable to that negativity and those lies, and they will just consume me. And I don't know how you guys are about that, but saying the words of affirmation every day really helped me to know who I am in God and to know that I am beautifully and wonderfully made, and that nobody, and not even myself, can put myself down that day. Now, of course, there are certain days where even when I do that, or say I forgot to do it or something, it's not always perfect. I have to really keep focusing on that and focus on the positive things about myself, because it's so easy to get into the negative and to listen to the lies and just, you know, keep up with that positive thinking. It's just so important. And I think that that can really go hand in hand with healing, especially if you've gone through something super traumatic, or you're just like going through a disease, or you have some type of other chronic illness or some mental health issues. And I just believe that when you say those things, you just really start to feel the healing process begin. I definitely think that remembering who you are in God is the biggest thing. I know that I have talked about my Christianity on here, but not a whole lot. I definitely want to go more into that, because it's just so important in my life, and especially now more than ever, because I have kind of gone back to my relationship with God and just remembering the way that God looks at you and seeing yourself through God's eyes. It makes your outbeing and your persona about yourself so much more lighter and more positive, and you just really see yourself in a different way. And I know that someone who, you know, personally me, who struggles with an eating disorder, it's so easy to sit in the mirror every single morning and just bash yourself. And I know I'm not the only person that does that. I'm sure there's lots of people that every single morning just look at themselves in the mirror and they're like, ugh, like, gosh, why do I look like this? Or, oh my gosh, I've gained, you know, 40 pounds during this quarantine. I can't believe it. And then just like hate on themselves, basically. And it's just so sad that we do that. And I feel like society has kind of made it that way, because we think of this perfect image that we're supposed to look like. And of course, most of us don't look like that because we don't have plastic surgery done, or we don't have, you know, this fake frame, basically, this fake persona of us on. And, you know, it's just so sad that we have to think like that, and that we have to even think that that's okay and that that's beautiful. And, you know, I just hope that we have learned and just try to listen to ourselves, that, you know, we are beautiful and handsome the way that we are. We don't need to pretend to be anybody else. So yes, I just hope that you guys take that in. That's my little positive note for the day. I definitely fully believe in that, and that's something that I'm just totally trying to work on myself, because trust me, it is not easy, and it is a struggle every day. But I think that, you know, Jesus knows that. He knows that we struggle with that, and that we definitely are always a work in progress. So definitely that is the number one thing that is super important for, you know, accepting yourself and in the healing process especially. Now, another thing too is forgiving yourself. I know that this one is kind of weird, but I know that we all have past, and some of our pasts are not as good as maybe others are. I have a very rocky past, a very dark past, I would say, that a lot of people do not know about. And by a lot, I mean most, probably only my therapist and my parents will know everything that I've been through and things that have happened to me in my past, and just a lot of bad stuff and things that happened before I even knew God and had a relationship with Him. And one of the things that I've learned through this healing process that I've been going through for the last year or two is just forgiving myself. That, you know, I can't move on from something unless I forgive myself. Kind of like when you're having a bad relationship with somebody and somebody did that horrible thing to you, and you obviously are not friends with that person, or you're, say, it's a family member and you're not, you know, you don't talk to them anymore. Even though that you guys might not talk anymore and you might not have that relationship with them, you still have this horrible negative feeling over yourself, and it's just really hard to heal from that wound because you haven't even forgiven them or you haven't forgiven yourself. And it's definitely hard to always forgive. And I always love the saying, like, you can forgive, but you can't forget. And I totally, fully believe in that. I've had to forgive a lot of people that have really, really, really hurt me in my past. And, you know, even going through some relationships that were just very toxic, and just moving on after that and forgiving them, obviously not forgetting and not having a relationship with them, but I've forgiven them for what they did to me. Because my biggest thing is, if you don't forgive others and you don't forgive yourself, you're just going to keep that wound and it will never fully heal. It will kind of just either be pushed down and then things will just come on top of it, on top of it, on top of it. And you'll never be able to really pull back those layers and just accept it and just try to forgive yourself and forgive the other person that hurt you. And forgiveness is just extremely hard. It's hard for a lot of people. I know for me, sometimes it can be almost easier to forgive others than it is to forgive myself. And that's just something that I've really realized in the last couple of months, is that I've had a very, very hard time forgiving myself. I feel a lot of regret for what I have gone through and what I've done in my past, and as well as just the having my eating disorder, I have a lot of shame with that, because I know I did that to myself and I basically put myself in so much turmoil and pain for 6 years and almost, you know, wasn't here. Like, if I hadn't, you know, formed a relationship with God, honestly, or went to therapy, I probably wouldn't be here. And that's really hard sometimes to forgive myself for that. To know that I was in such a dark place where I didn't want to be here anymore a couple of years ago, it honestly just makes me really sad to think about that. But I know that in the last couple months, I've really had to be working on just forgiving that part of me and knowing, hey, Mackenzie, like, you, that didn't happen. You are a warrior. You were strong. You're a survivor. And you are going to make it through. But you need to be able to forgive that old you and just move on and focus on, you know, not making those same mistakes again, learning from your mistakes. And obviously you're going to be making new ones because none of us are perfect, but I definitely don't want to just keep dwindling and living in the past, because that obviously gets me nowhere and I can't grow or heal from that at all. So I really encourage all of you to just forgive yourselves. You know, ask God for forgiveness, which he's already forgiven you. And that's, you know, really hard to understand too, is that God's forgiven you at this point. Like, you're holding yourself back, really, if you think about it, because God is such a gracious God that he forgives you as soon as you ask for it and you try to mend what you've done and just move on and be able to fix that and know, hey, I am not going to make that mistake again and I'm going to learn from this. And I'm going to just, you know, forgive myself and move on, because I can't change the past. And I just, like I said, really encourage a lot of you to do that, because I feel like it is so healing when you do finally forgive yourself and can move on and forgive others. Like the title of my podcast, healing is definitely not linear. It's not easy. It's not the straight path. It's not, you know, super easy, I'd say. It's sometimes down. It's sometimes up. I feel like I have days where I'm just thriving and doing so well and just loving life. And then I have weeks where I feel really sad and just really hurt. And, you know, it's been pretty good the last couple of months while being in quarantine. I definitely feel like it's not been the easiest thing sometimes. There's a lot of loneliness that comes along with that. And that can just be really hard. And, you know, going through quarantine and being alone is just, can be hard on you emotionally, because you have nothing else but your own thoughts. And so my other type of advice for accepting yourself is also to journal, or sometimes you can like record on your phone, like record notes if you don't like to write down stuff. But accepting yourself, sometimes I feel like writing down, or, you know, like I said, recording your thoughts can really help with getting out all that negativity and accepting who you are just by writing it down, because then you're kind of like speaking it out loud in the very first part that I talked about, and then you're kind of writing it down, so you're confirming it. And again, this is all some of my advice that I just do. So again, if you don't like to write things down or you're not really huge into journaling, you can always just record and just do the talking through that. But writing down and journaling really helps me. I can able to get a lot of feelings out. Sometimes that's how I talk to God. I kind of write like letters, and that really just helps. And sometimes, you know what is also really great, is writing a letter to yourself. And that sounds so weird, but I promise you it is the best thing I have ever done. I have written so many letters to myself and to my old self and to the person that I used to be, and just, you know, just telling them that it's okay, that that was who you were, and that that's not who you now, that's how who you are now, and all these things, and really just saying sorry to yourself. Like, I have to tell myself all the time, like, I am so sorry, Mackenzie, that I put you through all that, and that I, you know, hurt you and broke you and just wasn't the nicest person to you, because I definitely wasn't. I was not nice to myself. I hurt my body purposely, and I definitely was just not super positive and always put myself down before others would, because it was just easier to put myself down than to listen to other people also put me down. So I definitely encourage a lot of journaling or writing a letter to yourself, and I feel like that will really help with accepting who you are today and just being able to move on from your past and forgive yourself. And I definitely think it'll bring you closer to God, because sometimes writing down is easier for me than talking out loud, and I can get more of my thoughts down in a letter or journaling than I can saying them out loud. So I really hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast today. I am just so thankful for each and every one of you, and I just really, really enjoy the feedback that I get, and I'm just hoping that somebody out there will listen to this, and it will not only encourage them, but will also be able to help them. I hope that you all, beautiful people, have an amazing day and an amazing week.